This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and I am really excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in three-time Super Bowl champion, Mr. Jeff Bostic. Jeff, thanks so much for making time for us, dude. How are you?
I am great, and I love your music.
What's up, man?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Is that B. Mitch I heard?
Oh, yeah. What's happening with you?
Oh, another day in paradise, right?
That's it. That's it.
Jeff, you know, it's been a lot of fun in the last 2 weeks or so since Josh Harris and Roger Goodell and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced what seems like a very attainable and tangible plan to build back RFK Stadium and return the football team to what Harris calls its spiritual home. And we've been trying to connect with guys that played in the golden age of RFK when the team was winning Super Bowls and hosted playoff games. Just, I was curious what that meant to you when you heard the announcement.
Well, let me say this. RFK was one of the smallest stadiums in the league, but it may have been the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything kind of hit right at the same time. You know, Joe Gibbs was in like his second year, third year as a head coach, and the offense is sinking in. And then, you know, Richie Pettibone did a great job with the defense, and Wayne Sevier, he got a little bit more special teams players to help with the special teams covering kicks, returning punts, kickoff returns, I mean, et cetera. And, you know, the thing that people really never think about, who put this together? It was Bobby Bethard.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Bethard was a great general manager. And, you know, the Redskins and the Redskin fans got to Waller and the glory that all came together for about a 10-year span.
Well, but right now you got Adam Peters in place, and I think he's a exceptional general manager as well. Is that the key to a lot of this stuff, Jeff, getting the guy that has that mindset where he can get the pieces for the coach?
Well, I think you got to look at the owner, you got to look at the general manager, you got to look at the head coach, and you got to get them all on the same page with, you know, what's your end goal. What do you want to do? I mean, Think about all the players that in our era, Brian,
mm-hmm.
Joe Jacoby, free agent, me, free agent. Well, Jacoby only played 13 years and I only played 14. So what does the NFL draft have to do with anything?
There is really something about development, and it seems like this might be the right group. It feels just as if the 25 years-ish, roughly, of the Snyder era has kind of been jumped over. And it feels like, I mean, Jeff, I don't know how it is for you, but I know for you, B. Mitch, and for a lot of guys I talk to, just the feeling of alumni that used to play for this organization now feel like they're re-ingratiated more. You know what I mean? Like, they just seem like they're now running an operation the way it should be run.
You know, that's the one thing, that football's not that complicated. I mean, think about it. All you got to do is get a general manager that knows how to add 2 + 2 and 4 + 8. Okay. We can't go over the salary limit. And that's what, I mean, when Brian and I were there, Bobby Bethard was one of the best general managers probably the league has ever seen. He was a talent. He had an eye for talent, but, you know, he could save money too.
And
we played in an era where we didn't really get paid at first. Okay, Mitch, I'm going to guess your first year salary was $65,000.
A little more.
Well, mine was $35,000.
Wow.
In 1980.
What's a
rookie now? Probably six something, almost seven.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all that stuff has changed dramatically. Talking with Jeff Bostic here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Did you get back at all last year?
I typically get up there once a year for something.
Okay.
I tell you what, you guys were talking about they're doing something at RFK. Well, that for Brian and myself is memory lane. That stadium used to rock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite memory from RFK?
Oh, yeah. The 82 NFC Championship game.
Cowboys,
and Joe Bugle, the week we were preparing for Dallas, he said, we need to play this game with athletic arrogance. And I was like, athletic? Well, guess what? We found out about halfway through the fourth quarter. Russ Grimm was my left guard beside me, and we'd probably, by that time, we had a play called 50 Gut, where Riggins was going to follow me and Grimm and just hit it outside Russ's left hip. And we ran 50 Gut about six or seven times. And somebody told us that week, said, you need to play the game with athletic arrogance. I'm like, athletic arrogance? What the heck is that? Well, guess what? We found out about 5 minutes before the game was over. I told Grandma, I said, when we get to the line of scrimmage, play along with me. I stood up and I pointed at Randy White and I said, our coaches love you. We're running over you. And Grimm said, yeah, we are.
That's crazy.
And guess what we did?
And over and over again.
And they caught, I mean, Joe Gibbs never called 650 guts in a row, but Grimm kept calling it off when it came into the huddle. And we ran it probably six or seven times, and we told him, call in your number again, Randy. Here we come.
What was his reply from the first time to, like, the fifth time you ran it right at him?
Oh, after about the second one, he had lockjaw. I don't remember him saying a thing.
That's awesome. I can only imagine that crowd in that stadium in that moment. Jeff, I got to ask this question. If they do return to RFK, Somebody asked me what statues should go in at RFK. And in my answer was I could think of three. Now I'm cheating.
I got you one real quick.
Sure.
You need to get a statue of Joe Gibbs.
That's yep. Top of my list, sir.
That's definitely one.
Two, I think Darryl Green, as somebody that played his whole career in Washington and is a Hall of Famer and the level of success. My third one, though, I think is kind of cheating, but I'm curious what you think. I don't think it's a singular player.
It's the Hawks.
I think it's a bronze mold of five offensive linemen. And I think nothing outside of Gibbs, nothing is more indicative of that era of Redskins success than the Hawks.
Well, let me say this. Joe Bugle took a bunch of really green, young rookies and taught them how to play offensive line. And what wins games for people? Time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of sacks. I mean, shoot, 1991, I think Mark Rippon got sacked all year like five or six times.
It's so ridiculous.
And like, even the playoffs, it was like 19 or 20 games. He got sacked like six times or something. I don't know.
I believe
that. Yeah, but the thing about it, Jeff, Mark wasn't fleet of foot.
Yeah.
It's just nobody got to him.
I would say most of the offensive linemen could probably outrun him. We couldn't beat him in golf, though.
Oh, no.
I just pulled these stats for Rippon. He started all 16 games. Started all 16 games. He was sacked seven times in the regular season.
Think about that. People have sacked seven times in a game in this era now.
In three playoff games, how many times do you think he was sacked?
Zero.
Zero.
Seven times in 20 games.
Yeah.
But 19 games.
That team is just so loaded. I remember I was a youngster then, but I remember George Michael doing a story. Did he buy you a Rolex? I thought he bought all the O linemen a Rolex that after the Super Bowl.
Yep, he did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He also signed a fat boy contract after that season, right? The least he could do is get you a Rolex, Bosick.
Well, let me say this. He had a backup behind him that would have been very good too, Stan Humphries.
Yep, Stan was.
Stan went to a Super Bowl with the Chargers.
Louisiana, man.
Yeah, he led the Chargers to a Super Bowl. And who does it go back to? Bobby Beathard.
Yep.
Bobby had an eye for talent.
Clearly.
He definitely did.
It's a couple years away, right? I think the earliest new RFK Stadium could open would be 2030. Maybe it's, you know, typically construction goes longer than you think.
So I heard someone the other day I talked to said that might be a little quicker.
The way this thing's going, you might be right, B. What would that mean to you? I think I remember you had did your daughter intern for the Redskins 1 year in Richmond?
No, my daughters, I don't think ever interned for
it was some. No, I don't think
it must be somebody else that I'm thinking of. Forgive me, but like, what would it mean for you to get to take your kids to the new RFK Stadium, like a place where you experienced so much success?
I would just probably leave it the way it is because there's so many memories in that stadium. That was one of the smallest stadiums in the league, but it was one of the loudest. I mean, Philadelphia and the New York Giants, they couldn't touch the fans' enthusiasm sitting up in the stands and the noise they made.
Mm-hmm. It was super loud. Super, super loud.
That's why they call it home field advantage.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Last thing from me, Jeff, I need you to to corroborate a story I've heard. The 5 o'clock club was pretty legendary among the O-linemen. And Bemich says he got an honorary invite to the 5 o'clock club.
I drank on the plane with him.
Because he proved he could hold his beer.
No, I don't know. It's been too long. I mean, what is that, about 40 years ago?
1990.
Well, we started it way before that, Mitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was up, I got there in 90.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We had it down pat by then.
The story, this is what I remember. I was trying to get some beer, and Jay Burr said, if you're going to get beer, you have to bring some. I said, well, how much it costs? He told me, I said, well, here, get it for the next 3 weeks. You're like, rookie, how you get so much money? I say, Jay Bird, I like to drink beer. And if I got to get the beer by buying these big dudes some beer, I'm going to buy some beer. And I was able to get beer with the big boys.
There you have it. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for making time for us today, man. Really enjoyed talking
with you. Appreciate
you, Jay.
Well, it's always good talking to B. Mitch, okay? Y'all keep him straight and keep him out of trouble, and y'all have a good day, okay?
All right, tell the wife I said hello, man.
Thanks, man.
We'll do it.
All right, bro.
3-time Super Bowl champion Mr. Jeff Bostic joining us. I mean, that 91 team, that's just incredible.
It was loaded, baby.
16 games, 7 sacks, no sacks in 3 playoff games en route to a Super Bowl. That's how you dominate.
Think 7 sacks. In basically 19 games.
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
It is absolutely
crazy.
They
gave up less than a half a sack a game.
It's nuts.
Never be touched again.
Never. At 1 o'clock, Joe Beninati will join the program previewing tonight's Caps-Canes game. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Jeff Bostic, make sure you get on the Odyssey app or Spotify, wherever you get your stuff, because it's out there, and it was a lot of fun talking to him. I loved listening to him tell the story, just running 50 gut over and over, right at Randy White.
That's a little terp, isn't it?
What's that?
Randy White's a terp.
I know, yeah. this is funny. So I tweeted out one of the Jeff Bostic lines, and my man, One Slimy, responded to me. I read this and randomly remembered John Bostic. Remember John Bostic, linebacker?
Yeah.
Fast.
A lot of... Workout places, don't he?
Yo, big money.
Uh-huh.
John Bostic opened a gigantic, like, turf fields, gym, all that stuff down in Florida. Doing well. Another guy that's doing well. Actually, two guys that are doing well. Adam Peters, general manager of the Washington Commanders, and Pat McAfee, one of the highest paid and most successful people in sports media.
Yeah.
Well, the two of them decided to hang out yesterday. Peters was on McAfee, and they had a long, lengthy conversation. And a lot of it I wanted to discuss. I think we start with a trade, because we were talking about these wide receiver trades. Let's talk number five, Landfill. This is AP on trading for Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was actually at the combine. I was hanging out with Lynch at lunch, and we started talking about it. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of talks that go into it, but knowing Deebo from when we drafted him to just the competitor that he is on the field, he's one of the best competitors on the field that I've ever seen in my life. And just he can put a team on his back and will you to win. So understanding what type of person he was, understanding that I work with John, and you know he's going to be awesome to deal with, and then understanding our offense, which is, you know, getting the ball out of Jaden's hands quickly, and he's really good at that, and getting the ball in space and moving fast. That's going to present a lot of problems for defenses.
Thoughts?
I agree. As I said a couple of weeks ago, Deebo is going to be a problem for cornerbacks. And we saw last year with Terry and Zacchaeus, all these guys, Adam gets the ball in your hands and you have to break a tackle sometimes. You know, the one Terry went the distance. He split two guys and went the distance in Detroit. So Deebo will be doing that too. Now, you don't know what side it's going to. This is going to be Terry, Deebo. And one thing I know about Terry blocks. Deebo blocks. Can you imagine them dudes going down and somebody needs one more block to get them into the end zone?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Deebo trade made all the sense in the world. At the combine, we were all hearing it might happen. I like it. And I think this was pretty telling of Peters. Like, getting to know Adam, I knew him a little before he landed here, right? But getting to know him a lot more over the last year, he is, the amount of people love during the, during the bad old days, the topic of who had final say over the 53 was like a constant talking point, because the reality was everybody knew it was Dan.
Yeah.
But then Dan's henchman was Bruce, and then everybody knew it was Bruce. Like, it drove Shanahan crazy. It drove Gruden crazy.
Why hire guys that don't let them do their job?
Right. But with Peters and DQ, yo, technically AP is DQ's boss. But they legit work together, and the whole building does. And they listen. The reason they took Connerly there is because the scout was adamant. Like, they listen to their guys. They allow their people to work and give input. And
the scout was adamant, and your offensive coordinator was like,
he wrote you a love note.
Pick this dude right here. because you know what it means? And listen, I've talked to those guys, and I've listened to players talk. Everybody's voice is heard. You know, you come in, you say something, they're not going to just dismiss it. They're going to listen to it. And they may not do exactly what you said, but they may have taken something from what you said to help them make their decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that makes a world of difference. I always say, if you can make people understand that you believe in what they're saying, you let their voice have some type of weight, you get whatever you want out of them.
Well, I thought this was really interesting. Number six, Landfill, Adam Peters talking about who he talks to and listens to on roster decisions.
Yeah, we're listening to everybody in the building, AJ, and the R&D team especially. It's really cool because it feels like there's 14 people in this one little office. It's like a big think tank, and they're all really smart, and they're all really passionate. And like a cool story this year was when we drafted Trey Amos, who was like an R&D darling. We call him analytics, we call him R&D. But when we drafted him, you could hear like a roar from like two doors down because we drafted him, and that he fell to us, which was really awesome. But all his metrics were incredible. But listening to them and being their passion about whether we're making a trade, whether we're making a draft pick, whether we're signing a free agent. But then there's also the coaching aspect and, of course, the scouting aspect and everybody working together in unison and collaborating. It's been really cool, and we're just getting started. I think we're going to get better and better as the years go on.
I agree.
It really is collaborative, and all of a sudden, what has always been a joke in Ashburn, analytics. I remember, remember Ron yelling about the analytics of football. Like, they have cutting-edge stuff going now. Like, yeah. It's just it's a different situation.
But be honest about this: you can have two different teams, and they both can deal with analytics, but they can look at it differently. Some teams only look at that, and it makes all their decisions. Other teams may look at it to enhance their belief of what they see. You know what I mean? And there are some people who will take the analytics. And before they go see the person, they wouldn't see certain people based off of what the analytics state. So it's not all just a one-trick pony. And I think some people talk it because it's what's new. They don't know what the hell is going on.
Walk it like you talk it. I loved this. We actually played this in all ears last night. number two, Landfill. This is Peters talking about when he knew Jaden was the guy.
Wow. I think it was just a process of everything from the moment he got in here, the moment we flew him in for interviewing for him after we drafted him, and he wanted to go through the playbook while he was here, and he was doing like dropbacks on the plane back to flying back to LA. And just every step of the way, you could see the humility that he had, the work ethic that he had, just the way he connected with his teammates out the fields are right over here, like out on the grass, and the way he went about everything. He earned everything he had. And so it was just kind of a step-by-step process, but you could feel it right away, what a special person he was.
Special person indeed. I think we've all seen that now. You know, so much of the future for the team is indicative because of Jaden Daniels,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Jaden is just the truth in this situation. And
if you find a guy with Jaden's mindset at that position, it makes a lot of stuff easy. You know, in all my years of playing ball, I looked at the quarterback and the veteran players, and I watched how the coaches handled them, just like I watched my mom and dad with my older brothers and sisters. You find out what to do and what not to do real quickly. And if Jaden is doing all the right stuff and working his hard, how the hell can the other people complain? Especially people falling down the roster. So it makes people fall in line, and that makes coach's job easier, which in turn now tells the GM and the scouting department, we better get more guys like this. Makes your job easier. You don't have to worry about who's going to show up, who's not going to show up.
Sure. Now, one other aspect to this is – Jaden's success for sure, but is Cliff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Adam Peters and this group they're aware that Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a hot commodity. And it didn't happen this year, but you got to wonder. You got to keep your eyes out there. And if I'm Cliff, you know where I'm looking? Two places specifically.
Where?
Cincinnati, Buffalo. I don't know. Cincinnati, I think you could argue, should have made a change. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, just from a straight-up record standpoint, hell no, they shouldn't make a change.
Well, Cincinnati better make a change in the way that they pay people instead of regular and worry about other stuff, because they better make sure that their quarterback happy.
I agree. But those two jobs, like, Kingsbury's not leaving for a job. He's leaving for a good job. This is AP... Number four, Landini. AP talking about Cliff Kingsbury and becoming a head coach again.
He's a great coach and he's a great person. But I think what's cool about here is what the culture DQ has created. where people want to be here, people want to stay here. They're having fun working, they're having fun playing. So it makes it an easy decision. If it's not your perfect role that you want to move up to, whether it's head coach or something else, you have a great home here. And really, that's how I felt when I was in San Francisco under John Lynch, where I really loved being there. But if there was the great opportunity came like it did with Washington, then I could take it. But if not, then, you know, I'm really, really happy here. And that's the culture that DQ has created within the staff here.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yo, not only did you not lose Cliff, you didn't lose anybody.
Yeah.
That's kind of unheard of in an NFL offseason. Not even in a good or bad, like, sometimes dudes just leave to get a new job. Like, yeah. I'm not saying it in a good or bad way. I'm just saying they didn't lose anybody.
When I talked to AP in, I think it was the Super Bowl in Vegas, and I said, man, y'all getting a nice coaching staff here. He said, yep. And they all want to coach with him. And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, y'all didn't try. He said, no. All these guys came because of Dan. Not that we were hiring people to bring them in. Cliff wanted to work with Dan. Everyone hears about how he we've seen it. We've seen it firsthand, how he runs his program, how he gives everybody some authority. You know, some coaches people don't want to work for.
Totally. Some coaches are full of it, and they want to try to, like, keep credit to themselves. There's, like, all these things that happen. DQ's not one of them, man. They go out of their way to compliment the people on the staff that make decisions. It's what is the saying? You never know. It's like, I wish I could know when the good times are before they're over, something like that. These are the good times right now, man.
Yeah.
We got more from Peters. Plus, we're giving away Wiz Khalifa tickets.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When we return. All right, this made me laugh. Hayden Winks works for Underdog. He just tweeted out, Mel Kiper is on the BBC World Service pissed that Shador wasn't picked as the Pope. I take a brief break from Adam Peters' McAfee quotes. I think this is legit breaking news, and it's not Pope related. Shout out to the new Pope. Congratulations. What if I told you, Brian, What if I told you that a 6'5", 270-pound, former number one overall pick edge rusher just hit free agency?
Who is that?
Jadeveon Clowney just got released by the Panthers. Now, I'm not saying this is an answer to our prayers.
Okay.
Clowney's 32, 5.5 sacks last year in 14 games. Did have 9.5 2 years ago playing for the Ravens. Clowney has never had double-digit sacks, which is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I actually called my shot on Clowney, and nobody wanted to hear it way back when. Ask Chase Hughes. We had a wager on this. I never thought Clowney was going to be the dominant force people did in the NFL. He's just a little bit too much of a tweener. But he's been good. And for a team that...
Been damn good.
He's been good.
He's been good. But when you come in as like a situational guy, you get 9.5 sacks. That says a lot.
Well, then is it a guy you want Washington to look at?
I don't know if he... I think Clowney's at a point now where we're looking for somebody to play and keep playing for some years. We're not in the position for him to keep getting him.
If they're going to add somebody at this point, odds are it's going to be somebody in this part of town. Like the veteran that's been released. There's going to be more releases, too. I don't think we need
to... You don't jump on the first one.
Right.
You can wait and see what's going to happen.
Well, it's not going to cost you a tremendous amount. That's who's going to be coming available now.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm not surprised that Clowney became available. And I think, you know, the amount of tweets I get about Za'Darius Smith and stuff, like, this is where, if Washington's going to be bringing in a free agent, that's what you're talking about. Von Miller, who's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. Preston Smith, who I know Preston well and really, really like him. I kind of wonder if he's not done. Za'Darius Smith's 33. Matthew Judon's 33.
I like Za'Darius. Judon could get to the quarterback. I haven't really looked at how he is against the run.
Judon last year in Atlanta wasn't great. Doesn't mean he's not great.
What I love about Von Miller's a leader and he's a worker. He can help some guys.
Za'Darius Smith has missed significant time. I take that back. He's missed a little bit of time here and there. Za'Darius Smith can help you. Like, we've had a few different people on. I don't think they're done adding at the edge rusher position. I don't think you need to go nuts because Clowney's now available. I do. I love my man Jeff. I know Jeff has some edge rusher angst. Jeff, Jadeveon Clowney now available. It gets you excited.
It's like meh. Cause I just don't know. When I love to add him, yeah, but it's like I'm not excited yet. What would get me excited now, if he found a way, you know, if they say, yo, we're going to give him a try, and he found a way to make out 53, man, and he started going off, I'll be excited. But I'm not really excited yet.
You know what does?
If Jeff not excited, don't bring him.
You know what does get me excited?
What's that?
Giving away tickets. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Good Vibes Only Tour. Special guest, DaBaby. Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. You know what was funny last night?
Didn't we see Wiz Khalifa in L.A.?
We did.
Him and Luda.
Yeah. I've seen Wiz Khalifa twice. I saw him in L.A. with you. When I was wearing a red jersey and a blue neighborhood.
Everybody.
Bro, the amount of weed getting smoked at that concert in L.A. Yo, this was the first, this was 21, right? This was the COVID Super Bowl. And L.A., California, super COVID crazy. Nobody's worried about passing J's around, though. No COVID on the end of a blunt. last night I was at NBC and Heather McDonough was like, oh, my God, when you were talking about Sean Paul, I started playing all these Sean Paul songs on my phone. Sean Paul has bangers. Landfill, can you drop one for us real quick? You got any Sean Paul queued up? Sean Paul! dude is awesome. I think Clowney should not move the needle for you. I could see them adding somebody in the Clowney, Za'Darius Smith. I like Von Miller too, B. I think if it is, You know what I think? I don't think Von Miller wants to go to training camp. Oh, hell yeah. Crank it, Landfill. Mm-mm. Should we get a winner yet? How about White Brian dancing to Sean Paul? Who knew?
Hey.
What a world.
He got a picture of his dog.
Hey, White Brian, say Da Baby for me. Let's see if you can do it any better than I do.
Da Baby.
Worse.
He got you.
No way.
Yeah, he sound way cooler than you.
When we come back, Caps Canes Game 2 preview, Joe B joins us.